And these different perceptions, and these are all what are called sanya, and the use of perception is really important in the sense that I mean, we tend to this, and in the Pali, it's anicca sanya, anatta sanya, perception of the unattractive, asubha sanya. So these are perceptions that we bring up in the mind to direct our attention, and particularly in meditation, but not necessarily confined to that. But I think one of the things that I thought was important to be addressing is that one, just the use of the mind, because oftentimes in meditation we tend to assume that somehow we've got to stop the mind from thinking, conceiving, movement. If we could just still the mind, then we would somehow become peaceful and wise and enlightened. And but this is a very good example of a sutta where the Buddha is giving meditation instruction and really focusing on the lifting up of the mind to certain perceptions and ways of, because they're the you're bringing up certain themes in the mind, so that as we have ways of associate, because one of the, when we speak of sanya, the word sanya, it has a few layers of meaning. I mean, one is memory, one is association, and of course the dominant one are perception, that you are recognition, so that we recognize something. But then as is evidenced by this sutta, this is something that one, say, directly lifts up in the mind as a way of perceiving things, and it's through a lens. Say, one perceives things through a lens of impermanence, or one perceives things through a lens of anatta, or of, you know, whatever, that sense of seeing the danger in things, the adinava. So, and there's, of course, there's these 10 particular perceptions, and we'll go through them. One of the things that I started as I was researching this, I started to think, oh, I'm going to have to be careful how, just trying to keep this fairly tight. I was remembering when I first, when I first took the monks from Wat Nana Chat out for a retreat period in along the border of Burma. There's this very remote area, Dao Dam, and I think we spent 4 weeks there, and I used the Giri Mananda Sutta for 4 weeks, so you know, encourage and give instruction. So there's lots that can be said, but I think a lot of it is just stimulating interest in a sense. What are these different ways? Because as I say, there's this assumption that what we have to do is, you know, stop the mind from any kind of movement or kind of engaging. And the Buddha is quite explicit in that use of the the application of the mind, so that there's a and perception, just because one used the word perception, you know, doesn't mean that somehow you've got this pure perception that you're trying to isolate somehow and just trying to apply some kind of pure perception, because there's a discourse where the Buddha points this. So it's in the Majjhima 43. It's the greater discourse on questions and answers, and it's a discussion that Sariputta and Mahakutita are having. Mahakutita asks Sariputta, perception. Thus it is said. To what extent, friend, is it said to be perception? And then and Sariputta and said, well, it perceives. And perceives features of things. But then Mahakutita asks, feeling, perception, and consciousness, are these qualities conjoined or disjoined? Is it possible, having separated them one from another, to delineate the difference among them? And Sariputta answers, feeling, perception, and consciousness are conjoined, friend, not disjoined. It is not possible, having separated them one from another, to delineate the difference among them. For what one feels, that one perceives. What one perceives, that one cognizes. Therefore, these qualities are conjoined, not disjoined, and is not possible, having separated them one from another, to delineate the difference among them. And similarly, the Mahakutita asks about that in terms of, say, like consciousness and wisdom or discernment, and saying, and he says, are these, say, consciousness and discernment, are they conjoined or disjoined? And say, discernment and consciousness, friend, are conjoined, not disjoined. It's not possible to delineate the difference between them. For what one discerns, that one cognizes. What one cognizes, that one discerns. So it's that there's a function these are together. But then he's asked, well, what's the difference between wisdom and consciousness? And Sariputta says, wisdom or discernment and consciousness, friend, of these qualities that are conjoined, not disjoint, discernment or wisdom is to be developed, consciousness is to be fully comprehended, in the sense that because wisdom is a mental formation, is a sankhara, consciousness is its own khanda. So similar to feeling and perception. So these are all sort of together, and what we have to do is learn how to use them, and to be able to so that the exercising of perception in a skillful way is an exercise in discernment. What it discerns, or how it discerns, is then cognized, and we need to understand that. So these things are working together, and just by not ever thinking anything or not ever having any kind of mental formation or mental event cross the mind, doesn't mean you're going to become either peaceful or wise. You have to learn how to use these mental qualities. You have to learn how to become skillful with them. You have to learn how to develop them. So that's meditation practice, actually lifting up perceptions, learning how to become skillful, lifting up perceptions in the mind so that we start to affect our experience, so that it's like the there's a couple other discourses where the Buddha uses it's just before the Girimananda Sutta. It's a couple of them. It's 10 perceptions. They're completely different ones. Not completely. Probably more than half are the same, but they're somewhat different. But anyway, what the Buddha says about that, in that discourse, is because these 10 perceptions, when developed and cultivated, are of great fruit and benefit, culminating in the deathless, having the deathless as their consummation. So that's, one could, even though the Buddha doesn't say that explicitly with in the Girimananda Sutta, but that is certainly, one can assume that in the that has that same potential and possibility. So this opportunity to work with perception, how to lift perception up into the mind. It's a